first person singular views expressed in this commentary are those of the writer. Alan Ridge compares tennis to life.
The geometry of a tennis court is a simple rectangle bisected by a net. The ball is propelled from one end of the rectangle to the other, either with erratic rackets of weekend hackers or with astonishing combination of pace and control, which is the modern professional game. Watching the professional game from the side of the court forces spectators to rock and rotate their heads to let their eyes follow the movement of the ball. Professionals hit the ball so hard that the rotational rhythm is demanding, especially since the ball's momentum seems faster than when seen from seats at the ends of the court, which share the player's perspective. Watching from the end of the court requires no head movement. It creates empathy between spectator and player, a shared experience of the direction, arrival, and departure of the ball. Life, like a tennis match, can be watched from the sidelines, with detachment, neutrality, and with much bewildered and futile head-turning. But if we try to share the perspective of others who are not ourselves, we can better empathize with their struggles and participate more actively in their amelioration. The best way to experience a tennis match or human adversity is to become a participant, even as I try to do, an 81-year-old hacker and social volunteer.
Alan Ridge is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.